Today we hear once again that succinct and challenging gospel, the Beatitudes. Martin Luther once called the Beatitudes the little gospel because these nine character dispositions capture the entire gospel in miniature. Luther was correct. The Beatitudes are a perfect distillation of Jesus' teaching in the Gospels, but they are much more than just that. Taken together, the Beatitudes paint a portrait of how Christians ought to behave. For instance, every follower of Christ should exhibit some modicum of poverty in spirit. In other words, a Christian must acknowledge in some way her radical dependence on God. Also, every disciple must be merciful. God expects us to show compassion towards others the same way we hope that God will have compassion on us. I think most Christians would agree that the qualities described in the Beatitudes are essential conditions for discipleship. Poor in spirit, merciful, clean of heart, hungry for justice. Without them, there would be something significant missing in our Christian life. We cannot claim to be disciples if we don't at least attempt to create the conditions which promote peace in our family and in our communities. We cannot say we are faithful Catholics if we fail to raise our voice against indisputable expressions of injustice, like racism. Nevertheless, there is one beatitude which I doubt many modern Christians admire, much less aspire to. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the land. Whenever I baptize children, I can easily imagine every proud parent saying, "I hope my little girl grows up to be compassionate," or, "I would love it if my son grew up to be a peacemaker," but for the life of me, I cannot imagine any of them saying, "I hope my child grows up to be meek." The problem is the connotation that meek has acquired in contemporary English. If we hear of a person described as meek, we think of someone who is overly submissive, compliant, without spirit. But that sense of the word is completely foreign to the Bible. After all, Jesus describes himself as meek. "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart." I hardly think that anyone who recalls the image of Jesus driving the money changers from the temple with whips or fearlessly disputing with the Pharisees would call him overly submissive, compliant, or without spirit. No, the biblical term for meek, prais, is much better translated as gentle or patient or forbearing, or perhaps the best translation, blessed are those who are non-threatening. Matthew's gospel furnishes two wonderful images to help us to better understand the meekness of Jesus. Borrowing words from the prophet Isaiah, Matthew describes how Jesus behaves. He says, "Here is my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved with whom I am well pleased. He will not argue or cry aloud, nor will he raise his voice in the streets. He will not break a bruised reed or quench a smoldering wick." Here we see Jesus as the embodiment of gentleness and forbearance, infinitely patient with the vulnerable, the weakest, the most discouraged, the bruised reeds and the smoldering wicks of our society. That, my friends, is what true meekness looks like. The second image comes from Matthew's account of Jesus' passion, where he describes Jesus' entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. "Look, here is your king coming to you, meek and mounted on a donkey." That impressive detail about Jesus' means of travel would not have been lost on the residents of Jerusalem. An Israelite king or a Roman general would hardly have arrived on such a humble beast as a donkey. Rather, they would have entered astride a powerful steed, flaunting their importance and insinuating in a not too subtle way, "If necessary, I can turn this animal against you." Jesus, on the other hand, by coming on a donkey, is saying, "You have nothing to fear from me." He repudiates the least semblance of threat or violence. Contrast that with the image of our president strutting to St. John's Episcopal Church 1 week ago. For the past several days, I've wrestled with this beatitude about meekness, assaulted, as many of you have been too, by the bullying tone of several of our national leaders and their belligerent rhetoric about dominating the battle space of our cities. All week long, I've earnestly attempted to find solace in the truth that in this beatitude about meekness, Jesus condemns all forms of arrogance, especially arrogance that springs from power or position, throwing one's weight around, thinking of oneself as superior to others. These behaviors are antithetical to the gospel. All week long, as a disciple who stumbles from time to time myself, I've struggled to understand what it means to cultivate a heart that is meek and humble on the one hand, and yet prepared to defend with conviction and resolution the gospel values of justice and the common good, especially the good of those whose basic human rights have been stifled for too long. In the darkness of my struggle, my only prayer, but my best prayer, continues to be, "Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make our hearts like unto thine." I pray that we might all have the meekness to allow God to continue to shape our hearts and the hearts of all our fellow citizens to be more like the heart of Jesus, loving what he loves, hating what he hates, and acting accordingly. May God bless you and give you health.